Hello and welcome to Inside the World Economic Forum. I'm Georgie Pilcher, Head of Social Media here at the Forum. This week, our energy team is launching its Energy Vision Update 2012, Energy for Economic Growth. The research team, led by Daniel Juergen of Cambridge Energy Research Associates, found investment in energy jobs has a broad impact on economic output, that the creation of one job in energy boosts employment across the economy by six times that. The implications for investment, for how energy projects are funded, and by whom, are significant. In this edition of Inside the World Economic Forum, Mike Hanley talks to Roberto Bocca, Senior Director and Head of Energy at the Forum, about the findings of the report, while Michelle Mishler interviews Pavel Gonzal, Head of Oil and Gas, about how the report was put together. Here's Mike with Roberto.
This week, the Energy for Economic Growth Energy Vision Update 2012 has been launched by Roberto Bocca and the energy industry team here at the World Economic Forum. Hello, Roberto.
Hi.
What does the report have to say about the nature or the importance of energy in economic growth?
The basis is that energy is the lifeblood of the economy, and so as such, it's such a strategic and important element of our economy. What we have found in our report is that one job created in energy can generate up to three, four, in some cases five jobs in the rest of the economy. So any decision that is made around energy is important that is taken holistically and take into consideration of the impact in the rest of the economy.
So what does that mean for policymakers when they're considering things like energy industry subsidies and the way that they approach energy industry infrastructure?
Well, in terms of policy making, the most important things that the policy are stable and long-term. The stability and long-term of policy enable investment. Investment enable technology investment as well, and technology investment improve the sort of energy we can get, and hopefully we'll get cheaper energy and more environmental friendly energy. And coming back to the policy making, it's really very important, the stability and long-term, the visibility for the industry of the policies.
And the report itself, how was it put together and researched?
We have done this work with the CERA, with IHS CERA, the Cambridge Energy Research Associate, with the mastering of Dan Juergen, that is the chairman of CERA. This report is effectively split in two. There is a part of research, where you find data and some statistics, some analysis. And the other part is the perspective from some of the energy leaders in the world, being from the renewable community, being from the oil and gas space, etc., etc. So we are and from the policy making. So one part is research, one part is the perspective from expert in the field.
So as an energy industry executive, if I'm reading this report, what would I do differently? What would I do differently on Monday morning?
Well, I don't know what you do differently Monday morning. I'm sure you have a lot of other things if you're an energy leader. But definitely there is this perspective of having a dialogue that is not about a specific element of energy, but broadly. So, for example, energy, we always look at this from the perspective of an architecture that is triangle. So it's the energy security, the energy, the competitiveness and the cost, and the third element is the environmental sustainability. So when you look at energy choices, taking into consideration these three elements is always very important. And I would say not just in the decision you make, but also in the conversation you have with the policymaker and the other stakeholder, being the civil society, being anyone that you are having a dialogue with.
And this fits quite well with the new energy architecture initiative that you're working on?
Absolutely. It's very much the how you make choices when you are at leadership level in a country or in a region or in the world in terms of the trade-off that there are when any decision is made. So, for example, if you make a decision on nuclear, and that has a consequence on the energy system that you are having in your country or in your region. Mm-hmm. And so a decision on nuclear, for example, to stop having nuclear will generate the need for energy produced from other means that could be gas, could be coal, could be renewable. Also, this will depend from the timescale of your decision. And that's automatically will have an impact on the cost and the environmental. And so it's very important that all of these trade-off and the linkages between all these elements are well taken into consideration when any decision is made.
The idea that one job created in the energy industry creates up to six jobs elsewhere, that's because if you increase the access to energy, suddenly you have increased consumption, increased economic activity. That's the general conclusion?
There are two different elements. One is that in a mature economy, if you generate energy at the cheaper cost. This will enable, for example, the manufacturing industry to revitalize and generate more jobs. So because the input is cheaper, and this will enable manufacturing to be cheaper and so on. Another element of this is energy access in those developing countries, in which in some cases there is no access to what we call progressive energy, to good energy. In those countries, bringing energy will clearly give the opportunity to develop and sell more goods and services as well. So it's very much the point of one kilowatt brought to energy access can generate a lot of business opportunity and a lot of development.
In Davos, there was a great session on energy access, on ending energy poverty.
Yeah, definitely. There was an example given by one of the CEOs where it was said, we brought energy to that area of the country, and as a consequence, 2 million television were sold, 1.5 million fridges, etc., etc. So this is demonstrating the impact that energy access can give to the rest of the economy and to the development. So both sides, the development side, because through energy people have now access to the fridges and the television, but also in terms of business, because the people that are selling fridge and television are making now a business. Hence the importance that the investment in energy are not just done by energy companies, but as we were saying earlier, the importance of the holistic approach of energy. Energy is very important for energy, but it's very important beyond energy as well.
So it implies that the cost for energy infrastructure, the upfront investment, really is a multi-stakeholder investment, because it's good for energy infrastructure is good not only for the energy industry but also for companies that, which is just about every company, that sell their goods and services, and governments which reap tax revenues.
Absolutely, and that's why it's very important that the participation in this kind of venture of the state, but it's also very important the participation of multi-industry, so not just the energy industry. So it's as you said, it's a multi-stakeholder approach, multi-stakeholder on the side of the industries investing, and then of course also of the public part. I would add on that also the engagement with the civil society is fundamental, because the design of what is the energy access in new region, etc., needs to be done according to the region. So it's not just one model works for everywhere in the world, but according to the region there will be a different approach, and that's where civil society can play an important role as well.
So we've launched the Energy Vision Update here at the beginning of March. What does the rest of the year hold for the energy community?
This year we want to really work on the relationship between the energy industries and the society. That is very important, that there is this trust that enable the right dialogue for having the right decision made. And on the other side, we'll work more on the new energy architecture, how is developing the energy architecture around the world, and part of it will be this element of energy access, how to provide energy access through business opportunities.
Roberto, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Roberto Bocca, head of the energy team. Now Michelle Mishler meets Pavel Konsal, head of oil and gas, who describes how the report was put together and how it is used by the industry.
So I guess my first question is, what exactly is this report about?
This report is about the role that the energy sector plays in the economy, but not only directly, which probably most of people would think this report could be about. It really describes how energy sector is the lifeblood of the modern economy and modern systems. So yes, we do talk about the direct role that energy sector plays, how many people are employed, how many jobs are directly created, how many jobs are created indirectly. So what is the so-called multiplier effect? But most importantly, we also show that the role of energy sector is bigger than just the sum of its elements.
Why is that? I mean, obviously energy, we had our podcast last week on new energies, sustainable energies. What is the future of energy? How big of a role does it actually play?
Well, to put it simply, energy is an input into everything what we do, as you said, into all types of products, all types of services. So if you increase the price of energy, for example, it means that you increase the cost of input into everything. That's how important it is. Now, what it means in practice is that even though in the first instance you might think, well, it would be good if energy sector would create more jobs, for example, then you realize, I mean, when we dug through the data and we run our econometrical models, etc., etc., you realize that this creates inefficiencies into the whole system. So actually, at some point, you can create maybe more jobs in the energy sector, but you destroyed the employment in the overall economy. This is how important it is.
Why would increased jobs in the energy sector destroy jobs in another sector?
Well, because all other sectors depend on energy. For example, chemical sectors, the metals and mining sector, the car manufacturing, all the types of manufacturing, all types of services. IT sector, one of the highest part of the cost in IT, apart obviously from salaries and wages, is energy. So if you create more jobs, then it's optimal, then it would be the most efficient for the energy sector, just for the purpose of jobs creation. That means that you're raising the cost of energy at the end of the day. And that means that that because the costs for other industries are higher, you're at the end of the day destroying the employment in the other sectors.
How can you balance it?
Well, the simple answer is probably the best is to leave it to the market. What we are trying to say is the role of energy sector is to provide reasonably priced energy to the growing population with the growing energy demand. That in itself is a challenge. We very often talk about the so-called energy triangle, which is energy security, environmental sustainability, and economic competitiveness. To balance those three, it's already very, very difficult. Now, if you would add one additional element to this, which is jobs creation, and you would say, oh, energy sector should also create jobs, and there are such discussions, you would create a square instead of a triangle. And that would actually complicate the things well beyond what they are already today.
Now, but looking at this, I mean, there has already been quite a bit of job creation in the energy sector, in the States in particular. So how is that's not a good thing?
No, that is a good thing. Maybe I should be more clear in what I said at the very beginning. It is, of course, a good thing that jobs are created in the energy sector. Those are very well-paid jobs, and those are good jobs. And they additionally also bring more jobs in other sectors, which are either cooperators or contractors or sectors which are using the energy. Now we live in times of economic crisis, and obviously everyone, including the policymakers, are looking for ways of starting again the engine of the global economy and at the same time to make sure that the unemployment would decrease. What we are saying is energy sector in itself is already contributing great way in jobs creation. You should not focus on artificially trying, for example, in your national policies to create more jobs and give it as one of the additional goals in your policy objectives for the energy sector, because this would create inefficiencies in the overall economy.
So you don't want everyone to jump on the energy job creation bandwagon?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, why is this report important? What are you hoping to achieve with this report?
Well, first of all, we were hoping to put the data and to base the discussion on the facts. That was the first objective. Second objective was to see what role energy sector plays in the economy. And we have actually quantified both the value added per employee in various parts of the energy sector, because let's not forget that energy sector is very diversified. We have oil, we have gas, both conventional and unconventional. We have the power sector. We have the whole range of renewable energy sectors. So we have quantified the value added per worker in each of those sectors. And we have also quantified how many jobs are created directly and indirectly for each of those sectors. Apart from this, we have the report is based, the data is based mainly on the United States, because this is the best available data that we had. Through the perspectives of various authors, policymakers and industry leaders, we have also covered all the parts of the world, like Brazil, like China, like India. So places where energy sector and economic growth are also very important.
That's it for Inside the World Economic Forum this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Georgie Pilcher. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes or listen to it on the Forum blog at forumblog.org.